times I can I testify for you. I told I like you, that bitch I do it all and I'm around, you're kidding. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Welcome back, you guys.
Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up?
It's been so long. Did you guys miss us?
I missed y'all. We missed y'all, to be honest.
Well, yes. Welcome back, you guys. If you're new here, welcome to Committed Before 30. We're a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment in today's non-committal as society.
Facts.
We're your hosts. My name is Libby, and I'm here with my handsome husband.
Jalen.
I know that's wrong.
Yeah.
And we are back, and we are better.
Back
as you
and
can
better.
See, as our setup, I feel like I did the damn
she
thing.
She did the damn thing, y'all. Like,
yes.
You want to see what I contributed in? I built that right there.
Jalen built that.
That's all I did.
That's what he did. But yeah, we took a small little break. I hope that's okay. Mm-hmm. People say when you start a podcast, not to invest too much into it,
right,
until you're making something from it. But I don't work like that. You know, I don't work like that.
Right.
It needs to look good. I need to be proud of it. And now I am. So yeah. We're back.
And there's nothing wrong with going all in.
Yeah.
Because it gives you more motivation to do it.
It definitely motivated me, you know.
I mean, I will say, like, before we got our setup for real, we kind of did start on the humble side, too. You know what I'm saying?
It was we're just, still humbled.
I mean, but we've gotten better. That's all I'm saying. Like,
we definitely
every
have.
Time you come, makes you try and be better. So I feel like we upgraded for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are back, and I want to start off with a segment that we created.
Yep.
It's called Hurry Up and Commit.
Okay.
So it's a little spin, a little, you know, it has a lot to do with our name, Committed Before 30.
Yeah.
If you're new here, we came up with the name Committed Before 30 because we are a married couple. We got married at the age of 27.
27.
And this year we turned 30.
Man, we've been together almost 3 years.
Yeah.
I love it here.
I know that's right. But yeah, it's a cute little spin on, you know, commitment and millennials being so afraid of it. So that's when we came up with the name Committed Before 30.
Right.
And the segment Hurry Up and Commit is basically a segment where we ask questions to one another.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be quick questions. You have to answer them very quickly, which is hurry up.
Yep.
And once you answer, you are committed to that answer. So
I'm okay with that.
No change in it.
No change.
Okay.
I ain't going to
flex. You better not. So originally, I know what I wanted our topic to be about, but I kind of want to change a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Based on today.
Okay.
Okay. So my first question is, do you think marriage or having children is which one's a bigger commitment, marriage or children?
Honestly, it's kind of like two sides of the same coin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In my opinion, because it's like, I don't want to say one is least more committed than the other, because it's like in a marriage, some people walk away. And then, like, even when people have kids, some people don't even be in the kids' life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like the bigger commitment, I might have to say, is the marriage.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Because it's like when you're, like, really, like when you're really serious about, or as you should be if you're getting married, first off. But you really have to work at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, over time, kids are going to learn. And just like with marriage, you're going to learn as you stay longer with that person. So I feel like being married is a bigger commitment than having children.
Are you saying that because, like, they grow up and they leave the nest and, like, you don't have to?
Yeah. Really? Yeah, exactly. Like, when your kids turn 18, most of the time they go to college or whatever, because maybe they leave the house. But you're still there with your partner. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to change. And you need to be able to what's I'm looking for? You need to be able to you have to stay committed all the time.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, when the kids get older, like, you go get a break. You know what I'm saying? But your marriage is 24 hours a day.
I see what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel opposite.
Okay.
I feel like having children is a bigger commitment than marriage. And I feel like the way I'm kind of looking at it is men are quick to have a child with someone. Or, you know, not use protection, get someone pregnant that they may not be as serious with.
Yeah.
But it will take them years, and a woman has to jump through hoops to get a ring. 9 times out of 10.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I didn't have to do that. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, women have to jump through hoops and, like, prove that they're worthy or worth being a wife. And, like, I feel like having children is a bigger commitment because at the end of the day, we don't believe in this and we don't even use the word, but divorce is a thing. Right. You could divorce someone and, like, in love, in a relationship, like, you guys can be in love, mm-hmm. like, head over heels in love for years.
Yeah.
And then the next day have nothing to do with the person, never hear from them, never see them ever again.
Like that.
Your child, no matter what, is going to always be your baby. Like, yeah. I feel like it doesn't matter how old the baby is. Like, I'm almost 30, mm-hmm. and I'm still my mother's baby. Like, I'm still her child. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's why I feel like having a child is a bigger commitment.
Okay, yeah. Now that you put it that way, mm-hmm. like, the child never goes away. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But I see the point you were trying to make. Like, mm-hmm. you have to constantly work at your marriage, but you also have to constantly nurture your child. Like, even if they're old enough and, like, you let them spread their wings and you let them... I wouldn't say let them go, but let them out the nest. Let them figure things out. You've raised them to a certain point.
Yeah.
It's time to let go. You've done a good job. Okay, good. But they're still your child at the end of the day.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah. So
that's why I feel like it's a bigger commitment. And the reason I asked is because just what I said, like, I feel like women typically have to jump through hoops for any level of commitment,
right.
but absolutely marriage. Like, right. I feel like they have to prove themselves. They have to go through shit in a relationship. They have to, you know, and I'm speaking on this, and I didn't have to go through this. I'm very blessed, and I'm very lucky, because Jalen and I actually, we dated for 4 months before he proposed.
Yep. I was literally just telling somebody this story the other day. I can't remember who it was, but I was telling somebody our story.
Like our story?
Yeah.
Yeah, we dated for 4 months before you proposed.
Yep.
And we were engaged, and our family was aware of our engagement. We were celebrating our engagement, but then we secretly eloped.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I feel like looking back at it, that was probably the right way to go, in my opinion. Because it's like, I never understood, like, long engagements. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know you want to marry this person, just do it. And then y'all can still plan the wedding if you want to have a wedding.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going away from that wedding, from the wedding, too.
No, a lot of people are eloping. Whenever I tell our story, typically people will say, oh, my God, I want to do that. Like, mm-hmm. Jalen and I got engaged after 4 months. We secretly eloped 7 months into knowing one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had our wedding on the 1 year anniversary of the date we actually eloped.
Right.
And we told our family at our wedding that, hey, we've been married this whole time. You guys are actually celebrating our anniversary.
Mm.
And I agree. I would have done the same thing. One, because I felt like people would think we're crazy.
Yeah.
No one does that.
I mean, do you feel like people think we're crazy about how fast we did it, or because we eloped and didn't tell anybody?
No, how fast we moved.
Okay.
No one proposes after 4 months. And if they typically do, it's like a love bombing situation.
Yeah.
Like, I tell everyone how lucky I got. Don't do what I did.
Yeah.
Don't do what I did, because I got really lucky. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I have another question.
Okay.
What made me good enough to propose, not only propose, what made me good enough to marry after 7 months of knowing me?
That's so funny, because I wanted to ask you this, and I don't think that I ever really got the chance to ask you that. It's always kind of been my perspective of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been together for 3 years. Let me rewind a little bit. I would say definitely for sure just how confident you were as a woman.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you were so... you were so sure of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of like, it was really different for
me. I was going to say, it's kind of crazy, because sometimes I feel like my confidence gets on your nerves.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, but it's just
it
like.
It does?
Nah, not really.
You just said it did.
I mean, it depends on what it is.
Oh, because child, but, I mean, because she, I'm me, and that's it.
She's not like all in my face, like, oh, I'm the shit. Nah, it's not cocky, like that.
But yeah. I am sure of myself.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it was very different for me to be around somebody like that. And then I remember, like, like, I really wanted to be a better person when I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anybody or before.
In what way?
Like, wanting to move past trauma that I was going through at the time. Like, when we met, I still had some pretty bad trust issues. We had our situations that we're not going to talk about right now. But you know what I'm saying? Like I wanted to be better, a better Jalen, so I could be with you.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, again, like, it was a lot of things in my past that was, like, hindering me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to move past those things because I didn't want to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about that, and it's like, you know, you find somebody who motivates you to want to be a better version of yourself.
And let's preface this, because it kind of sounds like a lot of men always say, oh, I want you to make me better. I want you to better me. Jalen was the faithful one in a lot of his previous relationships, and he was the one done wrong. I don't want it to seem like you were needing to be better and change certain things. No, like, he needed to learn how to trust again, and because he was done dirty. So I just want to put that out there, because you are a great man.
Yeah,
so it's crazy to hear that you were wanting to, I see what you mean, though, better yourself and, like, letting go of trauma and not being able to trust or, mm-hmm. you know. So I get what you're saying.
I mean, yeah, but again, like you asked me, like, why I wanted to. It was because mm-hmm. of, you know, how you made me feel like, you know, I should be a better person than what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying, like, the energy that you brought to our relationship when we first started, like, dating for real, it just felt too, it just felt too easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was easy.
Yeah, it was definitely easy.
It was easy to have conversations about whatever the case had may been. Besides, like, your personality, like, you was witty, you was funny, fine. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the fine, like, you being a very attractive woman was just like the icing on an already chocolate cake. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
the pun.
Yeah, I ain't gonna get all that. But nah, they ain't gonna get that. But nah, for real though, like, I feel like that's what made me want to marry you, was how you made me feel about wanting to, like, be better.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a, oh, she go deal with, you know, what I got going on. And somebody, for me, I just don't like shit easy. And it was like, nah, you ain't gonna be acting like that around me. And I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, like,
get it right or get it tight, baby.
Yeah, and honestly, that's, like, I didn't like women I could run over. You know what I'm saying?
You used to run over women before?
I mean, no, I didn't run over them, but when I had got,
because you're
sense,
a good guy, but could
when
you?
When I got the sense that I could, I just would stop fucking with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like,
that's so crazy to think about, because you used to always talk to Jamaican women, which is crazy because I'm Jamaican, and I would never see a Jamaican woman being ran over.
No,
but
no, none of the Jamaicans will run over. None of them. I'm talking about the other ones.
Okay.
Yeah, hell no.
I got
another
question for you.
Mm-hmm. I want you to answer that, though, because I never knew your answer. Like, what made you want to marry me so fast? I never knew your answer.
One, it just, like you said, it was so oddly easy and oddly right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, just everything just felt right. Our first time meeting, I felt an odd sense of comfort, like I knew you, like,
yeah,
I'm saying like, but it's like I knew you forever.
Yeah,
but in a weird way. You've ever heard people say, oh, I felt like I've known him forever? It was like that times like five.
We used to say that a lot.
It was very, very comfortable. We had really odd random things in common. Honestly, I'd never dated someone witty before.
Really?
That won me over.
Yeah.
That was the biggest thing that won me over. I'd never dated someone witty before, and it was like an awe for me. I was like, oh my God, I like this. Like, we have great conversations. I never really had that before. We had great conversations. We were on the same page about everything all the time.
Right.
You're super funny. All we did was laugh and have fun, and
you
courted me. It was such a small amount of courting. You know, 4 months you proposed. 4 months of courting should never be enough for a woman to be like, yes. But still to this day, it's the same. That's what I'm saying. Like, I tell everyone, I don't know if I would do this if I were you, because now love bombing is a thing. But like, you opened my car doors for me. Like, I would get roses at my job, like edible arrangements. I would be on the phone with you and there'd be a knock on the door. You wouldn't even say anything. There'd be a knock on my door.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, someone's at my door. You'd be like, really? And then it'd be edible arrangements from you. And like, you just really was applying pressure. You know what I'm saying?
I applied that pressure, I felt, literally since the first message I sent you was, hey. Yeah.
You literally.
I'm trying to take you out. What's up?
Yeah, that's literally what you said to me.
It wasn't even like, I'm not trying to.
Literally, you said, I'm not trying to do all this back and forth talking on here. I'm trying to take you out. And then, you know, what's the biggest thing, like the biggest reason why I said yes after 4 months of knowing it, and yes to marriage after 7 months, is because you really soothed my childhood trauma and put it at ease.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to get emotional, but like my biggest, what do you even call it? I have abandonment issues.
Yeah.
Like I've always had abandonment issues. I've always felt like I wasn't good enough for people to not like walk out of my life and like just write me off.
Mm-hmm.
And like the fact that you were willing to marry me, that is, to me, that's such a huge level of commitment. And I was enough for you. I didn't have to jump through hoops. I didn't have to cook, fuck, suck. Like I didn't have to like jump through hoops. I didn't have to put it on you and fucking suck every day and prove a point. Just like I'm saying, like how I feel like a lot of people have to, like a lot of women or whoever, you know, typically a lot of women have to prove themselves and they have to jump through hoops and do a lot to get a level of commitment. And I felt like you were willing to give me that in such a huge level of commitment that meant you weren't walking away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that really soothed my abandonment issues, like seriously. So it was like a whole, it was literally just right.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like a lot of people would think we're crazy if they didn't know us.
Yeah.
If people didn't know us, like people that don't know we got married after 7 months of knowing each other would never know that. Because right. Our chemistry and our connection is it's always been like this, literally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, even my parents, I was afraid to tell them, but they love you so much. They love you to death. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, everyone.
My boys love you too.
Yeah, like, I love them. That's my family. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, if people didn't know how quickly we made things official, like if we didn't tell them, they wouldn't know.
Right.
Just from our bond. But I think it's such a beautiful thing that you didn't make me jump through hoops to be your wife.
Yeah.
And I feel like for that, I'm going to always hold you down. Like, I just feel like this is oddly something that they write in like love movies. I kid you not. Yeah. Like Jalen and I literally saw two shooting stars.
Saw two of them.
Is that rare? Because I don't know.
The first one that we saw was when we went to, I can't remember where we went.
We were at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, for my birthday.
I was literally taking a picture of him or a video. And you're like, oh my God, there's a shooting star. I look up and I caught the end of it. And then there was another time we were actually on the beach again.
Yeah.
We were
every
on
time
the beach
we see him,
somewhere.
We was always on the beach.
Where were we the second time?
I can't remember the second time.
But yeah. I think the second time it happened, which beach we're at, I think it was my birthday. We were in Florida on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Which is insane because the first time it was your birthday, we were on the beach. And then we went to Florida for my birthday. We saw a shooting star again.
By that time, we was married, though.
We were married secretly, though.
The first shooting star we saw, I had wished that we would get married. Remember I told
really?
You that?
Really? Yeah, oh,
you did tell me that.
You step ass.
That was in, like, we met in August. My birthday in September. So that was literally a month afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you know you want to marry somebody, bro, it's not going to take you forever to know.
That was one of my questions.
Yeah.
Do you think most men know within a year if they want to marry someone?
I think a man knows he want to marry a woman, honestly, within, I'm not going to be drastic and say the first month, but I'm going to say at least 3 months in.
But also, Jayla, you're a sap, and you're a lover boy. Like,
I mean, yeah, but, I mean that's true, but I just wasn't marrying everybody I was dating.
Obviously.
I wasn't trying
You
either.
Weren't even cuffing everyone you were dating, but I have a question.
Okay.
Because that was one of my questions. What was it? Oh, when you met me, were you ready for marriage though? Like, was it a time in your life where you're like, okay, I'm ready for marriage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would definitely say during that time, I was looking for something extremely. Yeah.
You like, tell me you were dating intentionally.
Intentionally, for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I would say when we met, yeah, I was looking for marriage.
What made me so different though from like everyone else you were dating?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
because like when we met, our first date, like the next time we saw each other, you literally said you stopped talking to everyone you were talking to before.
I mean, like I said, like in my mind, like you was just perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I'm gonna start off like physically. Well, one, just being the person that you are, you're Jamaican. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love the Jamaican culture. Just like
see, like everything features. Is just perfect. I also never dated an American man that like accepted my culture.
Yeah.
And for me to meet you and know already so much about my culture, I was like, you know what? Period.
Yeah.
Because we finna have some Jamaican babies.
And I like that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Rasta. Anyways. But nah, for real. Anyways, though, I was just like, she's Jamaican. She's short. I like short women. You specifically, dark skin, beautiful, nice body, funny. It was just everything was.
I'm
like,
funny.
Yeah, all right. I was just like, bro, like she's just checking off everything, and then on top of that, like I was saying, like you just made me want to be better.
Am I nice too?
I
was about to say that's probably the biggest, like one of the biggest differences in you versus people I dated before. You are genuinely a nice human.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I am, but I'm so much nicer since you came into my life.
Yeah.
Like, when we first started dating, Jalen used to ask me every 5 minutes if I was okay.
Yeah.
And it used to piss me the fuck off. Like,
it still does if I do it now.
It does every now and then. But do you realize how much I do it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like when we first started dating, Jalen would be in my living room and he would get up and come in my room and open the door and say, "You okay?" And I would say, "Yes." And then he would go sit back down. Like 10 minutes later, he'd knock again. "You all right? You hungry?" And then like, "You want anything to drink?" Like every 5 seconds it was like, "You okay? You all right?" Oh my God, did it used to get on my damn nerves. But even though it got on my nerves, I knew that that is a great quality for a, not even a man, just a human to have. You're so caring and nurturing. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's something also that I realized was so different in you versus people I dated before.
Yeah.
Like, you're also an old soul. Mm. Like, you wanting to be married and that being your goal doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's also important. You know, if you're wanting to date seriously, you need to make sure also your partner is in that space in his life, which is odd because I wasn't in that space in my life. Like,
I mean,
I was just dating for fun. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you were so good.
When you run into Jalen, like, how can you say no? I'm just fucking with you.
I know that's right.
I'm not playing though. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I said, it was just like our relationship was just too easy.
Yeah, it was very, 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 very easy.
And then when people was like I said, when people love around us, love is not hard. It's not. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we complicate love a lot. People complicate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I remember one of the first things you told me was, I think love is loving somebody for who they are. And in the moment, we kind of were like against each other on that front. I was like, if you love somebody, you'll change for them too.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that though,
no, like, I don't feel like that, but we spoke about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm starting to understand what you mean by that.
Yeah,
well, I've been understood now.
I don't feel like if you love someone, like, if I love you, you'll change for me. I feel like if I love you, I love you. I love who you are, mm-hmm, as a person, every single thing you come with. Like, I don't love for potential. I did that before, and I was wrong every single time.
Yeah.
I love for who exactly you are.
Yeah.
And it's not up to me to change you. I knew what I was getting myself into and I signed up for it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I need to love every single part of you, even the bad parts, because they're not going to get, maybe they'll get better. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I was thinking. Maybe,
but.
That's what I was thinking, like, when I say change, you know what I'm saying? It's obviously, you can't change somebody. You can't change who a person is. It's just not, you can't do that.
Wait, but how did we get on this topic?
I honestly couldn't tell you, boo. This is how, literally just how we talk. We just be talking.
That's very true.
But this is how it was in our relationship, like when we were literally dating. Like we were just talking.
For hours, and it'd be about any and every. We would start in A and we end up at G.
Z. Like we just all over the place. Well, I won't say we all over the place, but it's all related to one thing. But you know what I'm saying? You was asking me why men won't commit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So why men are afraid to commit
early.
And I don't feel like you should be afraid to commit so early. But again, like how you said, you got to make sure you're ready for that yourself.
Yeah.
Because again, like being married is a commitment.
Yeah. Love is easy.
Yeah.
Marriage is not. Marriage ain't hard, but marriage also, actually, I would say marriage is easy. I know a lot of people say marriage is hard, but
I wouldn't even say it's hard. I would just say it's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's save that topic for another episode.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. I got you. Ain't no problem.
But I do have one more question before we close out.
Okay.
Do you think mentioning your, like, how do I word this? Do you think, like, discussing marriage, like, in the first two dates or your expectations is too soon?
No.
You don't?
No. I feel like you should know when you go, at least at our age, when we started dating, 27, like, you need to know where that person's headspace is.
What's the, like, first date, first 3 days, first 4 days? What do you think?
Honestly, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with asking somebody that on the first date.
Like what?
Like, what are you looking for?
No,
you
know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm asking. What if, like, setting expectations, like, you know, I am a 29-year-old woman. You told me on our first date you were dating with intention. That's what you said. But that doesn't always mean marriage. That could mean I'm looking for a girlfriend, or I'm looking to settle down and get in a relationship. Not marriage necessarily, but on the first couple of dates, what if someone says, I'm intentionally dating for marriage? Do you think that that's soon, too soon?
Nah, because again, it like just sets that expectation for the,
like,
person.
Don't play with me. I'm not wasting time here.
Yeah. And then sometimes people still do end up wasting time, but, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with saying that, like, on the first date, like I said, like when I say, like, what you're looking for, it's saying, like, what are your expectations of dating right now? Like, are you dating just to be, just to have fun, hang out. Yeah, and do that? Or are you dating to find your partner? Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And I feel like that's not too soon. I'm saying it's okay to ask that on the first day. It's not, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, like, once you get up, like, to your later 20s, more particularly for, well, I'm not even going to say for women because I'm not a woman. But I feel like the women, when they do get to that age, they're not trying to fuck around no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if they don't have no babies yet or anything like that. Like, they want to, women want to settle down.
Well, it depends, because in millennials, like I said, they fear, I'm a millennial, but obviously I'm married. Millennials fear commitment. So I don't know if it's like on the woman's side, on the man's side.
On the man's side too.
I definitely think it's more so on the man's side, but. You ready to close out?
Yeah. Again, I'm happy to be back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're really excited back to be back. Back and I'm better.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really happy to be back recording with you. I always enjoy recording our podcast with you, just having conversations and letting our audience in on them as well. Just to kind of get a little insight of what we talk about just on a regular day, to be honest.
For sure, shawty.
Because, like, I mean, we was having a conversation. What was this morning?
Yeah, we had a great conversation this morning.
And it was like, damn, we should have saved it for the podcast.
Yeah,
like,
it would have been a great combo. We could still have it, though, but...
Yeah, we still can, yeah.
Yeah, we are back, you guys. Again, if you are new here, this is Committed Before 30. Mm-hmm. We're a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment in today's non-committal and society. And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel. We are on the road to 300 subscribers, which ain't a lot. Come on now. Get it, you know what I'm saying,
man? Fuck with the kid. Yeah, fuck with the kid, but we appreciate all y'all support, man.
Absolutely. Sure. So we love you guys, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Peace out.
Bye.